Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Kantstanjevitz.
All right, guys, give me this brick. I'm going to throw it through a window.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me the actor in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
He's only been dead for a couple hours, and yet he looked days dead.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I gotta practice my getaway driving for the first time ever.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
I'm begging you, please just tell my friend the truth.
There's always mysterious murders around here. Welcome to Arkham, buddy.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Okay, so I run around back again, since the car is gone, to find Tallahassee.
Okay, so you start running to the back again?
Yes.
All right, by the time you get to the backyard, Tallahassee is gone. So, Tallahassee, are you now currently trying to climb the fence to the next yard?
All right, I'm going to go back through the house then.
Okay.
There wouldn't happen to be any milkshakes in the yard, are there?
This next yard is full of milkshakes, which totally makes sense as to why the creature came over here. It must be a boy.
Okay. No, my milkshakes.
So, Dom, you hear Tallahassee then scrambling and over the fence in the next yard over.
And I say, eat my dust, Dom.
Tallahassee, you're not going to catch it. It's too fast. Come back.
I can do anything I set my mind to.
Set your mind to coming back. McConnell is gone. We need to find him.
He was just quoting Tony Robbins. That's
my listen's pretty bad, so I didn't hear anything.
McConnell is gone. We need to find him.
Seth taking advantage of his bad stats for roleplay. I love it. Okay, Tallahassee, you want to make a climb check?
Yeah.
All right, Dom, are you heading back towards the house?
I guess, if Tallahassee won't come.
Okay.
All right, 60 out of 20, I failed.
Okay, so Tallahassee and Dom. So Dom, as you're heading back, Tallahassee, as you're scrambling to try and get over this next fence, you do see a chair nearby, like a lawn chair that's back here by like a little patio barbecue fire pit area. You actually hear a scream from the house next door.
Next door? Which house?
the house...
The Baba?
That is... No, the in the...
Behind.
The house that Seth is Tallahassee is currently trying to climb into the yard of.
Oh, okay, so it's Simeon's house.
No, it's not Simeon's. It would be the house behind Simeon's house.
Do we know who lives there?
No. Yeah, it's Mary Beth Beth Beth. Why? She's getting eaten by a spider monster.
But, why are you laughing?
I just
laughing?
Realized
I'm
that,
confused.
Like, all of the monsters are spider form.
But the spider.
One was butthole formed.
But the spider but already got full after eating one hand off of Mary Beth Beth Beth.
All right, I guess I've got to run towards the scream.
Okay, so Dom gets halfway down the yard towards Corbett's house, hears the scream, and then turns back around, running towards Tallahassee Turner.
Yeah.
All right, Tallahassee, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm running towards it. I'm following the blood trail, trying to figure out where this stupid thing went so I can kill it.
It went over the fence, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I rolled a climb, I failed on the climb, but I'm still going that direction. Towards
right.
the house.
Okay.
And whatever,
so,
yeah.
All right. Apparently, I guess maybe I didn't describe this well. So you've made it over Corbett's fence. So now you're in the yard of the house behind Corbett. You see the blood trail, and it goes through the grass and then goes up the fence to the right in this yard. So it looks like it's gone over the fence again into the next yard over. So the scream that you heard is from the house that yard belongs to. That's next door to that yard you're in now. So
yeah, I was the only one that understood that. I ran to the next fence and tried to climb it.
Right. Yes. And then you failed your climb check. Though looking around, there is like a couple chairs at a little like barbecue pit that's back here.
Okay. I grab one and throw it and jump over.
Okay. So you throw it over the fence and then you jump over the fence?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
He uses it as a trampoline.
Hot fuzzing it.
Okay, yeah, so you hot fuzz
over
the
fence. Last one.
Beautiful. Yeah. The fence actually collapses as you go to jump over it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so Dom Drunkard, you get about halfway back through Corbett's yard, then you hear the scream, and then turn around again to run back to this fence. What do you do? Are you trying to climb over?
Yeah, I'll climb the stupid fence.
Okay.
With a gun wound, does he get a penalty die?
He is pretty wounded. You are actually going to get a penalty die since you do have a...
Thanks a lot, Simmy!
I'm sorry.
You butthole.
Oh, man.
We found a true butthole monster.
I just
monster.
Haven't been a part of this scene, that's all.
The true butthole monster was inside you all along.
I'm inside your heart the entire
time. I failed, thanks to Simmy. I rolled a 43 the first time.
Dr. Simeon can't stand your
Which would have been a success. And then my second roll was 83, which was a fail.
So Dom's like almost kind of making it over the fence, and then you get this sharp pain from your wound that has been bandaged up, and you hope you haven't torn something, and your strength just gives way, and you fall back into the grass in Corbett's yard.
Oh! I feel good as I'm climbing the fence. Then all of a sudden I hear Simmy's voice in my head go, "You're too injured to do this."
Yeah.
And then, you know, the pain thing happens.
And then you collapse.
Yes.
He just hears my voice and it says, "Your family is dead."
What's the point of living? You fall.
All right, fine. After I fall back into Corbett's yard, when it's my turn again, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to walk back towards Corbett's house for the third time.
Okay, beautiful. All right, Tallahassee Turner, you heroically throw a chair up against this fence and then bound over it in a superhuman manner as
I do
the
a flip.
And you flip over as the clouds part for a split second and a single ray of sunlight shines through, reflecting off the multifaceted beauty of your diamond skin that is exposed to the light as a million rainbows sparkle across the fence line, reflected from your diamond skin, as you land in a perfect superhero three-point landing on the other side. just as you hear Dom Drunkard feebly flop to the grass in Corbett's yard, grunting, high-pitched in pain.
Damn you, Simmy!
As he bursts into tears, thinking no one can hear him. But you hear him, Tallahassee. You hear him.
And I say...
Dom, you hear a slight giggle trailing away from 2 yards over. All right, Tallahassee, as you're running, you see the back door to this house is open, and you hear the scream coming from inside this house. You see the blood trail as it goes onto the cement of the patio back here and up these stairs. It's smeared on the door frame.
Smear.
As you go running up these stairs, you push open the door, you see the spider creature inside in this kitchen, and there's a woman in here cornered by this thing as it's screeching and it's looking for another open doorway.
Is it attacking her or
chop it in half long ways with your cavalry saber?
Not currently. It's kind of like swiping at her a little bit as it's trying to look for another doorway to go through. This is one of those enclosed kitchens, which is pretty common back here in the 20s, where like every room is enclosed and has a door. Tallahassee Turner, what do you do?
I asked the lady, I say, do you have a net?
She's like, of course I have a net. I've got a net.
You're like, my name's Annette.
How did you know?
Is there a way for me to shoot this thing without, like, is she behind, like, directly behind it? Can I shoot it without hitting her or risking hitting her?
It would be dangerous.
All right. What's my sword skill?
Fighting brawl.
Is it just fighting brawl?
Yeah, I think there's actually supposed to be a sword skill, but I forgot about that for basically 3 scenarios. So I'm not going to start enforcing it now in the 4th.
All right. What kind of damage?
Maybe
are...
in the 5th. Oh, maybe the 5th is going to be the one.
Let's see, 1d3 damage if I whip it. Whip it good.
Can you whip it up in the air and then slice it in half long ways?
Yeah.
Do that. All right, I'm kind of getting, like, I kind of want to catch the thing. That's why I wanted a net, but anyway, I don't know if
you have her.
Yeah. You could try.
If there's a way for me. All right.
You could try and whip it and tie it up with a whip.
This was exactly what I was about to say. I want to try whip it and tie it up with my whip. If it, like, whip...
Do you have a bullwhip skill?
He wants the cattle whip it?
Or how are you going to tie up, like, 8 legs?
I do. I have a bullwhip skill.
It's a lot
it's only
of
30.
Legs to tie. Oh, you do have a bullwhip skill of 30?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a long whip.
Sword it.
All right. You're going to whip it long ways?
Stab it.
I'm going to whip it long ways.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and roll.
All right. Come on, dice.
Roll for long ways.
Don't fail me now.
Oh, no one!
No way!
Increase your whip. I was going to roll the dodge, but what's the freaking point?
That's awesome.
Okay, it tries to dodge. And I roll an 11. But guess what that's not as good as? An 01.
That's the first time
guys.
I've ever whipped anything.
It is. That's the first time you've ever whipped anything.
I was like, finally, a chance to use my whip. I'm not going to waste it. Oh, yeah.
It's a good thing you're not wounded, or he would have made you roll a penalty die.
I'm
going
to roll a d10 and increase.
So this woman is cowering in the corner. She's trying to climb up on the counter, scooting back away. She's screaming. This horrible thing out of a nightmare has just burst into her house. Blood is flying everywhere. It's screeching at her. Its eyes glowing red, reflecting in the light in this kitchen. She's looking around, looking for some way to escape, something to maybe wake up from this nightmare. And then suddenly, gloriously, a man bursts in from the backyard, diamond skin glittering with beautiful rainbow light, as if a vampire out of a Twilight novel has just graced her with its presence. Tallahassee Turner appears, whip in hand, and he says to the lady,
"Don't worry, baby, I got this."
As somehow, miraculously, he manages to strike his whip and whips up tightly all eight legs in a single whip, restraining the creature entirely, tying it up in a nice little spider dog satchel with its legs all tied together.
And then I turn to her and throw my hands up and I say, "Time!"
Wait, don't you just like whip her after and pull her towards you for a kiss?
Oh yeah, with the other side of the whip.
Yeah.
And then kiss her and leave.
As the sun shines.
Okay, so Tallahassee, you can add one spider dog to your inventory.
Yeah, spider
what
dog
the crap,
in my inventory.
Dude. It's shrieking. It's trying to like snap at you as you get close and you start pulling it in.
I feed it treats so that it like begins to like me and become my pet.
Okay, success. You now have a pet. Okay, so you're dragging this creature. You now have a spider dog. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, I'm going to drag it down the road and go back around, because I have no clue that Billy's gone, so I'm just dragging it back around.
Yeah.
I hoist it over my shoulder or whatever.
She's just like, "What is that? What is that?"
If you ever need me, I'll be there. Just call my name.
The hair blows back from the force of your whipping. And then Tallahassee Turner disappears as mysteriously as he arrived.
What
the
a strange
tales
encounter.
Of this event will be told to this woman's children and her children's children and children's children's children for the next five generations.
They can also
the
read
legend
in my book.
Of the mysterious Diamond Man. All right, so Tallahassee, you are hauling this spider dog back around to your house rather contentedly, I might add.
Yeah. I'm going to roll to increase my skill, if that's cool.
For what?
Because he rolled a one.
Because I got
a
one.
Your whip?
Yeah.
His whip. You regretting your choices?
Fine.
Cut it in half.
Regretting every choice I've ever made in my entire life.
I only got a one, though, so...
Oh, all right. Now you're up to 31. Bull
no,
whip.
30 and a half.
Oh, 30 and a
half. 50-11.
Okay, so Dom, are you going back into Corbett's house?
Yes, I'm going to go back through the house.
Okay. Are you just going out to the front, or are you looking for anything in the house?
I'm going to do kind of a look through the main floor on my way through the front door.
Okay.
So I'm not, like, gonna spend a ton of time, but I'm gonna walk through the main floor and kind of look for McConnell on my way out to the front.
Okay, so Dom, as you come back through, you come into the back door and you start walking through the house again, glancing around, looking around. Now that you understand what has been living in here, some of the scattered debris and the bones and dried corpses of small animals is making a lot more sense in here. That it looks like perhaps maybe this creature has been hiding in here for the months since Corbett's arrest, bringing back whatever small animals it could find to sustain it. You're looking around, you're glancing around, you don't see any sign of Billy McConnell in here. And you are shocked, actually, for a moment when you get back to the front door, and the front door is locked again.
Can I open it from the inside?
Yeah, you can unlock it. But
I
It was just an odd, confusing thing, finding the door locked again as you go to leave out the front door.
Yeah, that seems odd to me. I unlock it and I walk through the front door.
Okay. So you walk out, and again, looking around, you don't see any sign of Billy McConnell and the car you all drove here in, Tallahassee Turner's vehicle, of course, is now missing.
No, I think it was Billy's, because mine's still over in my driveway.
No. Real nice, Tallahassee. It's 100% Tallahassee Turner's car since he fought for it so hard earlier.
Alex is like, he's like, damn you, Tallahassee, damn you.
I gave you a spider dog. I'm taking your car.
This thing's so cute.
He does look over in his driveway and you see a car, but it's Billy's.
That actually, well, how did Billy get here? He drove here with Simeon, right? I don't remember whose car they were driving. There's going to be at least one more car between you guys that's going to be in one of these driveways. So, Dom, you're standing here at the front yard, looking around, just kind of scratching your head, as you see down at the end of the street, Tallahassee Turner come walking over from the next street over, and walking towards you with some sort of bundle on his back.
Look what I found, Dom. What is it?
It's a spider dog, of course.
What are you going to use it for?
Can I do a first aid on the spider dog?
Yeah.
I don't want it to die.
Why?
Do you have a first aid kit
it's
or something?
New pet.
Or do you want to take it to your house?
Yeah, I was going to take it over to my house, put it in a cage.
Okay.
But I rolled 93, so...
it bites your hand off instead.
You kill it. Okay, you take it over to your house, you grab your first aid kit, you attempt something, but this anatomy is completely puzzling to you, and you're not really able to figure out exactly what you're trying to do here. So you just throw some wads of bandage at it. I feel better, dog.
Hope it sticks. I tie it up in my dog kennel.
Okay, you have a dog kennel?
I do now.
Roll for luck.
He bought it from Guns, Ammo, and Chicks.
All my dogs died, so the kennel's empty.
Oh, you got dog kennels at Guns, Ammo, and Chicks?
We've got dog kennels.
Left a hole in my heart. 23 out of 38. Success. Ooh, on the line. Loud.
Oh, man.
Hey, so you walk back to the storage area under your stairs. You open the door, pull out the dusty old dog kennel that you knew someday would come in handy when you finally decided to settle down from all your travels and get yourself a dog.
As luck would have it, you still have
the
carriage.
And apparently today is that day.
Give it a little food and water in a bowl.
Dude, put it down. That's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my
entire
life.
It's so cute.
It's so ugly. It's so hideous.
Oh, dude, it's disgusting. It doesn't deserve to live.
Give it a couple treats and talk to it nicely. Just so it'll, you know.
Do you just like whisper it all day? It's like, I'm so lonely.
Yeah, it's going to get attached to me. It's going to be my pet.
All right, you shove it into the dog kennel as it rights itself on its many legs. It kind of whimpers, screeches as you slide in a bowl of water.
And some treats, and biscuits.
Some biscuits. Dom Drunkard signature biscuits. Dom,
they're
are
still
you with
left
him
on my
this
counter.
Whole episode?
I guess. I mean, I don't know where else to go.
Just following along, watching this spectacle.
I still have the biscuits from Dom in season one.
Should we head back to the sanitarium? And I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, let's have a quick conversation, because what the frick happened to Billy?
I don't know. The only thing I can think is that he took the car back there.
I mean, what else would we do if you got any other ideas?
Well, so you just came back around in the house and Billy was gone?
Yeah, then the car was not there anymore.
Well, crap. What was in that box, that lockbox? Is there something that's put him in a trance?
I don't know. We couldn't get it open.
Can I?
And we just wanted to get out of the house, so I have no idea what was in it.
So can I do a spot hidden, keeper? I'm looking to see, like, if anything in this world is different. Like, if somehow we went through some dimensional portal or something. I don't know. Looking for anything out of the ordinary.
Okay.
I mean, that's probably a stretch, and Billy probably just got in a trance and left us or something, but... two.
Oh my gosh.
What in the world, dude?
No way, dude.
You have, in fact, stepped into an alternate universe.
Where Seth rolls only ones and twos.
He's just instantly all-knowing.
As you look in your fridge, and it's full of Crack-A-Cola.
I knew it!
And Dave
Dude, are those loaded dice or something?
I'm going to become a singer named Springsteen.
Though you are puzzled by the events, there doesn't seem to be, other than Billy McConnell being gone and the fact that you have a spider dog in a kennel, there doesn't appear to be anything to indicate that you have, that some sort of massive spell or something has occurred
at
this time.
Well, Dom, I don't think we went through a portal, so I guess we'll just drive back and meet up at Guns, Ammo, and Chicks and see if Billy went there, maybe, and just had a brain fart and realized he left us.
Sure, we can go there, or we can... Let's go there, and then if Simi and the Major are no longer there, we'll drive back to the sanitarium.
Well, hold up a sec, though. Maybe we need a speed to the sanitarium. What is it called?
Yeah,
sanitarium?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, let's do that. All
yeah,
right,
just
okay.
Leave us at Guns, Ammo, and Chicks.
We're going to pedal to the metal to the
Since
sanitarium.
We no longer have a car.
You have a car.
No, we don't.
Why
you
wouldn't
drove
you have a car?
Off.
How the
no,
heck would you get there?
Oh, yeah, we drove separately. You're right, Aaron.
You guys, yeah, you drove separately.
You're
After
right,
all
I forgot
this discussion of the cars.
I forgot already.
Whose car is it, though? I don't know.
So, I'm a little worried.
So you guys... Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. I'm a little worried that if he's in a trance or something, maybe Corbett's.
I agree. That's
taking
what
him
I was
back
saying.
There.
Let's
so yeah,
go back
hop
there.
In. Hop in my car.
Okay, we're there.
All right, we're okay, busting. So we're busting some hus back to the sanitarium.
You hop into Billy McConnell's car. Start.
And there's no keys because I have them with me.
Back to the sanitarium.
Hey, Simi, turn that off.
Come on down to Dave.
What's the problem?
Just turn it off.
Okay, so Major Bakersfield. Dr. Simeon can't stand you bits. You arrive
yes.
at Guns, Ammo, and Chicks.
Ready to do this? It's going to get crazy
in
this house.
And then we're going to get back to the sanitarium.
Heck yeah, we are.
As Major Bakersfield opens
doing?
Up the front door with his keys. Major Bakersfield, what has been going on with Guns, Ammo, and Chicks since the death of your wife?
It's,
Business is booming.
It's just it guns kind of, and ammo now because all the chicks quit.
Yeah.
Or got killed.
He fired them all. He didn't even look at
all
it.
The chicks died.
They've all been Every, killed.
He never came back.
It's got a sign on it that says closed until further notice.
Okay.
And it's been that way since we've been back.
Okay. So you push open the door, little dingling above the door.
I bap it. I don't exactly know why.
He starts cleaning himself by licking his hand and rubbing his face.
Yeah, Bakersfield baps the bell above the door, and then he licks his wrist and wipes it back through his hair. He does it, like, completely subconsciously, and he doesn't even realize he did it. Simi, you're the one who notices all of this.
Bakersfield, what the hell are you doing?
Just follow me, Simi.
Are you cleaning yourself like a cat?
We got the occult medallion-making supplies back here. Come back into our occult section.
Oh, yeah, back... Oh,
here we
are. Cult medallion making section.
Yeah.
You got a cult section here?
Oh, we've got an occult section.
Well, what kind of cult kits do you got?
Oh, we got jewel kits. We've got crazy knife kits. We've got dismembering kits. We got necromancy kits. All the kits.
Dismembering kits.
Oh, I'm in the market, actually.
Yeah, and of course, the medallion kits right here. Here you go.
Holy moly.
Pulled off the shelf. Pulled off the shelf and handed it to him.
You pulled off the shelf and you handed it to him?
Yeah. This should do what we need.
Okay, so yeah, so at Guns, Ammo, and Chicks, where they have just about everything you could ever want, except for all the chicks.
Yeah, the chicks are gone.
You do find enough supplies to fit the description of what Bernard Corbett was asking for in order to manufacture this medallion that he was speaking of. So, you're kind of walking through, you're just, Major Bakersfield, you know your store very well. So you're walking through and just pulling things off the shelf and you're handing them to Dr. Simeon. So you get the chain.
Oh, thank heavens.
So you managed to get all this stuff together. You hand it to Dr. Simeon. Is there anything else you want to get, Major Bakersfield, while you're here?
Guns and ammo?
Should we? Yeah, we'll grab some more guns and ammo, obviously.
We got to kill little John.
I grabbed my secret spell book that I have buried under a brick in the back corner of my office.
An anti-Corbett spell book?
Yeah.
So, Major Bakersfield, how's your mom doing?
Where are you going with this, Simi?
Is she dead too?
What kind of psychologist are you?
Dr. Simeon is the best psychologist ever.
And your dad, did he also die?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No, he lives forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does he live?
In Foreverland.
Florida? Is he Florida man?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, I just, you know, there's a look in your eye that you've been getting lately. I really don't like it.
What look is that?
That one.
Oh, that one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just can't help how I look with my one eye. Anyways, let's grab some more guns and ammo while we're here. Never have too much. Grab a couple extra 1911s, some ammo. Grab an extra net or two. Grab my remaining dynamite. You never know if that's going to come in handy.
Do you have a minigun?
Grab my minigun and the mount for it. Should we can mount it on the car if we need it.
Yeah. Should we get the flamethrower for a drunk car?
No, we don't want to get him another one of those. You remember what happened last time. He burned the whole place down.
Oh, yeah.
I grabbed my extra deadlight.
All right, Dr. Simeon. So as you get the kit that you have, you put it in your pocket. You guys start walking around, grabbing a few more supplies. Dr. Simeon, I want you to roll a fighting brawl.
What the crap?
There ain't no hobos here. Oh, there's hobos
dude,
here.
My fighting brawl sucks.
You guys are getting in a fight.
We're going to get hobo.
A 9 out of 31. Ooh. That's a hard success.
Woo. Okay. All right. Of course.
This table is hot tonight, boys.
Okay. Major Bakersfield, would you like to fight back or dodge?
Oh, I always fight back.
Was it the...
to go cray-cray.
Is it because I made fun of his... I didn't make fun. I was just asking if his parents were dead.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to ask. I'm 65 years old. There's probably a good chance they're dead, you psycho.
And your wife's dead, too. Like,
yeah.
Can you just, like,
you want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, I do. Like, I'm a psychologist.
Okay, let's talk about it. But first, let's fight these hobos.
We're fighting each other.
All right. Fighting Brolovan. Oh, I failed.
You're going to get your ass kicked by a psychologist.
69. What's my luck looking like?
Okay.
I've got 48 right. luck. It's only 6 luck.
You have to get a hard success to beat me, though.
Wait, we're fighting each other? All right, fine, beat me. All right, I fail.
So, Major Bakersfield, as you guys turn around one of the corner for one of the aisles, suddenly you feel yourself shoved into one of the stacks, the display stacks at the end of this aisle, before you can really respond, and you're knocked over as all of the products from the stand go flying and falling all over you
as you
go careening
to
the ground. You're alarmed and shocked as you see Dr. Simeon, who just shoved you over and pushed you into this, is now fleeing towards the door of the shop.
I shoot him.
What is your guys' dex? What's both your guys' dex?
60.
Oh, it's 50.
Ooh, I shoot him.
Nobody pushes me and gets away with it.
Also, I was supposed to make a con roll.
Ooh, why? That's right.
I failed anyway. I would have had a penalty die, meaning I can roll again and potentially beat him. But that's okay.
You already failed.
I failed my con roll, and then I would have gotten a penalty die on my second roll.
All right. Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
It's all right. It's no big deal. I can fail.
Do it.
No, it's fine. Let's do it. So you failed your con roll, so the exhaustion overwhelms you. So, roll a fighting brawl with a penalty die.
Your fighting brawl is pretty good, though, isn't it?
I failed. I rolled a 76 again.
Okay.
What's
so
your
the
fighting
scene
brawl?
I
would
have been a 26 if I had.
So the scene plays out as before, but more tiredly.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Okay. So Dr. Simeon makes a break for the front of the shop as you're running. Major Bakersfield, what do you want to do?
Simeon, what the crap, man? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Where are you going? Am I, like, prone or...
You're prone.
You fall into the ground.
All right, I guess I get back up and start running towards him. But I shoot my gun in the air to see if I can, like... jar him out of whatever's going on.
Okay. All right. So Bakersfield, you scramble back to your feet. You pull your gun, you fire it in the air to see if it has any effect on Dr. Simeon. The gunshot goes off, but Dr. Simeon just keeps running.
Okay, I keep running towards him. I pull out Old Reliable as I'm running.
Okay, so Dr. Simeon, you make it to the door of the shop, you throw it open, the bell dings, and now you're sprinting to the car that you have parked out front. You make it to the door of the car right about the time when Major Bakersfield, whose dex is 10 better than yours, Bakersfield, you're going to have a shot here before Simi is managing to get the door open and get into the car. What do you do?
Well, I've got Old Reliable readied. I'm going to chuck it at him.
Okay, so you're going to attempt a netting?
I'm going to attempt a netting.
Okay. All right. Roll for net.
All right. I'll roll for roll con
for
first.
Roll for old reliable.
I don't know who I should be rooting for right now.
All right. I rolled a 17 out of 50 on my con, so I get no penalty die.
Wait, hold on. Why does he have to do a constitution every
because
time?
Because I stayed up all night.
Oh, because bummer. He's exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What do I... Is it throw that I'm rolling for? Crap, my throw sucks.
What have we done in the past? Do you have a net skill?
Yeah, it's 100.
He's just every time.
I don't remember.
I don't feel like we made him throw it every time.
Yeah, I don't think you did.
I wonder if we just made him do a fighting brawl before. Because if we did throw, it would have been way low and he wouldn't have netted anybody.
Pretty hard.
Yeah, you have successfully netted things, so it probably makes sense that we're doing it a fighting brawl.
Alright, fighting brawl.
Alright, I'll let you fighting brawl. Simi, I want you to roll for a dodge.
Dodge. Oh, that's not good.
It's going to be half your dex, yeah.
40. It says my dodge is 40, though.
I freaking failed. Man, it's 87 out of 69.
Well, I don't need a dodge, then.
Yeah, I'm not rolling very well. I spend sanity. So. Reroll.
That's not how
it
looks.
He does have to crank the car to start.
Major Bakersfield.
I commanded the wizard to start the car.
You throw old reliable, and you feel your heart break a little, as maybe is everything going to be taken from you, as old reliable proves to not be reliable. This time, as it fails to net, Dr. Simeon can't stand your bits. Simeon, you throw the door open on the car and get the car started as you shift it into gear and slam down on the gas. Major Bakersfield, what do?
I pull out my pocket skateboard, throw it on the ground, jump on it, and grab the back of the car.
Power of Love roars onto the soundtrack.
I guess I just hop on the back if I can and hold on.
Why don't you just try to open the door and get in?
I jump in the car. Open the door and jump in. I guess in my mind, I imagine you started driving already.
Yeah, the car is starting to move, like, as you're running towards it, as you're getting close to it.
Okay, then I jump on the back and hold on, I guess. Jump on the back bumper. Is there a back bumper?
Oh, there's a back bumper.
Yeah. I mean, you would have time, conceivably, to, like, grab the door handle.
All right, I grab the door handle.
Okay, what do you do with it?
I just grab it. I grab the door handle, throw it open, and I dive in.
Okay. All right, Bakersfield. I'm going to have you roll another fighting brawl.
Oh, man, what, the car? I got to fight the car?
What's the car's fighting brawl?
We're going to call this a fighting maneuver as you're trying, because this is all just very quick actions.
Okay, I succeeded my con roll, 42 out of 50. Let's see if I can actually, like, get my fighting brawl for once. Nope, I rolled an 87.
Holy crap, dude.
Run me over. Just run me right over. Why do I... Oh.
I don't know who I should be rooting for right now. This is so weird. Alex, this is weird.
I need new dice.
Yeah.
All right, just run me over. I don't even care anymore.
We'll talk about it later.
Your hand slips
I pull out
off
my second net and throw it around the spare tire on the back, and he drags me from behind.
I'll never give up.
Man, I kind of like that idea.
Netting the spare tire?
Yeah.
Is there like a trash can lid he can ride on?
I kind of love the idea of him netting the car and then getting dragged and trying to, like, climb up onto the car while being dragged on his net.
Is that how Bakersfield's going to go out?
Yeah.
I get run over by Dr. Simi.
He nets a car.
Let's do it.
All right. I throw my net all over their spare tire and hold on for dear life.
You're so tired, dude. You have to roll a constitution to do it first.
No, it just happens.
Okay, it just happened. Never mind. Keeper.
Okay, so let's see. What we got to have some kind of roll for this. Even though I love it, I can't just let you succeed. Okay, so Dr. Simeon starts to pull away in the vehicle. So Major Bakersfield, you have enough time to do one more thing before the car is out of range. What are you going to do?
All right, as he's pulling away from me, I pull out my second old reliable.
Well, it's on the ground here near the car.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right, pick it back up as I'm sprinting towards the car, and I attempt to throw my net over the spare tire and hold on for dear life.
Okay. The Major Bakersfield attempts his greatest netting ever to net a car.
Oh, dude, okay. If you die because of this, I'm going to be so mad.
All right, it's so dumb, but dragged. I love it, so let's see. All right, what are we going to roll? Are we just rolling another fighting brawl for this, like we did with your previous netting?
Might as well. Or it's a throw. Well.
All right, Bakersfield. This one's fighting. For all the marbles.
Yeah, I'm fighting the car. Yeah, I guess. Let me roll con.
Con!
That's what I yell as I'm doing this. All right, I failed. 82 out of 50. I'm going to spend one sanity, right?
Yeah, you can spend a sanity to cancel out the penalty.
Cancel out the penalty.
Okay,
die.
So Bakersfield's digging deep as he pushes past his exhaustion and his mind frays a little bit more down the edges.
Another freaking 80, dude. 85.
So does he get
That's
tangled?
That's like the seventh 80 I've rolled.
Does he get tangled up by an ankle?
This is so annoying.
Instead of his hands. And he's getting dragged by his ankle.
Time to change die.
Oh, man.
I want to know what's happening. Why am I acting so crazy?
All right. Major Bakersfield, I want you to roll a luck roll. All
right.
New dice.
These just roll 100 every time.
What's your luck?
My luck is 48, I think.
It's better than mine. I got nothing. I got 23 left.
I think it's 48. I can't tell. Looks like 48.
Well, didn't you give us a little bit more luck back recently?
I think I'm, like our last session? I started at 56. And I think I'm down to 48 again.
Okay.
Ooh, 43, baby.
The new die.
My luck succeeds.
Okay, so this might not seem that lucky because you are going to take some damage, Major Bakersfield.
I'll do it.
As the net does in fact net the spare tire on the back of the car, but it slips from your grasp and your heart drops as you realize so close were you to your greatest netting and now you have lost Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits. Though suddenly you feel the net tighten around your ankle as it catches and you are pulled off your feet as you are now dragged into the street by the car being driven by Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits.
Oh my God.
Major Bakersfield, I want you to take 1d4 of damage. Ooh. As you are pulled off your feet and crack into the street.
Oh my gosh.
Four.
How many hit points do you have?
I have 10. I'm down to 6.
Oh, it's not bad.
Okay, Bakersfield, you have your feet pulled right out from under you.
This
you fall
would be
flat on your back, cracking
death.
Your head on the pavement a little bit.
Bakersfield's just getting put through the ringer in these scenarios, man.
He died doing what he loved.
Dude, you got my fighting brawl.
The greatest netting of his life.
My Major fighting brawl is only 31. You get invested by the weakest fighter.
I did stay up all night.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, man. Major Bakersfield starts saying, "Oh, they didn't call me Mr. Whoop." as you're now getting dragged on the on the you're getting dragged down the street by the car driven by Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits. Major Bakersfield, you're somewhat dazed and disoriented from the blow to your head on the pavement as you fell. But what do you do as you're being dragged?
I reach my hands up to grab the net that's caught around my ankle and start pulling myself towards it and towards the car so I can pull myself up onto the car.
Okay, you're going to need to make a con roll, then I'm going to have you make a strength roll.
I'm so screwed.
As you're being dragged down the street in the early morning.
Your strength is really
good,
though, right?
All right, I rolled a 93 on my con.
Oh.
So you can roll with a penalty die, or you can burn another point of sanity.
What am I rolling? Another fighting brawl?
No, you're rolling strength.
Oh, strength. All right, my strength's pretty high. I'll chance it.
What's your sanity at right now?
It's 34.
What's it have to be? So it has to be like a... Do you have to like lose a fifth of your sanity to go permanently insane?
In a day, yeah, to go indefinitely insane.
Oh, gotcha.
He's still got a ways. He hasn't lost much sanity in this session or in this scenario.
Whew, 43. Out of 80. Almost a hard success.
Even with your penalty die?
Yeah, I rolled a 40 and a 20.
Yeah, you used my die and it was a 20.
Yeah.
Major Bakersfield, even though he's...
Seth's way to die.
Yeah. Bakersfield, even though he's feeling the exhaustion from staying up, keeping an eye, literally, on his friends... to keep them safe. He's not about to let this one out of his sight as he flexes his abs, crunches up into position, and is able to grab onto the net wrapped around his ankle and begins climbing up the net hand by hand, though while being dragged down the street by the car. Major Bakersfield, I'm going to have you take another point of damage as you're being dragged on the pavement.
I'm really going to rip him a new one when I get to him.
You're going to die doing what you love.
Netting.
Chasing Dr. Tires. Simeon.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Major Bakersfield. I'm going to need you to make another. I'm going to want you to do another one of those same exact rolls, con and then strength, to pull yourself up onto the back of the car here. Onto the.
All right, 43 on the con, so I passed because my con's 50. All right, nice. Strength. Ooh, I rolled a 5, baby, out of 80, so that is an extreme success.
Major Bakersfield, good thing you swapped those dice out.
I'm coming for you, can't stand your butthole.
All right, Bakersfield. So, all right, what are you doing from here? You have now managed to pull yourself up. You're standing on the back bumper and holding on to the spare tire on the back of the car.
Whoops. I wrap my hand in the net and I punch the back window.
Just hang on,
break
dude.
It open so I can climb
and
in.
Break your hand.
Okay.
No, I wrapped it in the net, baby.
All right, I want you to make another strength roll. If you get a critical fail, you're going to break your hand.
Oh, man. All right, hold on. Here's that con. 58 out of 50, so I failed that one. My strength's 80, though, so I'm going to risk it.
Gotta risk it for the Trisket.
Wow. Wait. It's not a fumble. It's a 93. Seth's dice was a 30.
What's a fumble for
95 usually?
Yo, I thought it was 96.
Okay, he doesn't break his hand, but he still did punch a window, and it didn't break.
Yeah, but I got a hard net around my hand.
What if he just falls backwards and smacks his head on the ground again?
No. That's even worse. I am going to die, though.
Whoa.
All right, Bakersfield, you're going to take another point of damage.
Oh, my.
As you smash your hand up against the back window, and it doesn't shatter.
Ah, fine, I should just pull out my gun and shoot it.
we drive right into the Miskatonic River.
Dudes, I'm down to 4 health.
All right, Bakersfield.
I went from 10 to 4.
What are you doing?
I guess I could just
hang
on.
Okay, so Bakersfield, I guess here's a question. Where is Guns, Ammo, and Chicks? So we're going to jump back to the map of Arkham here. Where is Guns, Ammo, and Chicks located?
Oh, it's right next to the sanitarium. Arkham.
Oh, okay. Right.
That's good, good customer base
you
there.
You gave it to me. Frick, I don't know.
So the sanitarium is right here.
I'd say it's like fairly north. Close to where I live.
Okay.
D1.
Which I don't know if we establish where you guys live exactly.
I don't see any cul-de-sacs on this map.
Probably down... I don't really see any cul-de-sacs, but let's just say there's like some suburbs out here over like on the east side of town. So, all right. So where would Guns, Ammo, and Chicks be?
College Street. Pickman Street. Sure. High Street. Church Street.
R17.
Okay. So over here in the R...
Yeah.
All right. So just on the south side of the Miskatonic River, over on the eastern edge of town, on East Street. So, all right. So you're now coming around the corner onto on East River Street towards the bridge. So, Major Bakersfield, what do you do? As you see off to your right, you see the Miskatonic River. It's still fairly early in the day, so there's not a ton of people out on the street. Though you do pass a few people that do a double take as they see you skitching.
I wrap the net around my neck and I jump off the side of the bridge.
Wait, what?
Goodbye, cruel world.
To just end it all.
I can't do anything right. I guess I just hang on. I'm done trying to shatter windows and be awesome.
All right, you hang on and you duck down a little bit, holding onto the tire, maybe hoping that Dr.
I really am riding
noticed.
On the tire.
Yeah. maybe hoping that Dr. Simeon hasn't actually noticed you hanging on the back of the vehicle here. So he speeds north across the bridge, the easternmost bridge of the Miskatonic River. And as he, once he crosses it, he turns left on West Water Street, passes the bridge, passes the next bridge, though he hangs a right on Northwest Street as he starts heading up towards the more wealthy area of town. You see Cortex Studios as you go driving near. He turns down a street, he turns down another street into a neighborhood, and then he begins to decrease his rate of speed as he's coming up near a very rich and richly appointed and large, nice house on the street. He pulls up and slows down and then stops in front of it as he opens the door and gets out and goes walking up the drive to the front door.
All right, I hop off the back with the net and I tackle him to the ground with the net.
Okay. All right. So, Major Bakersfield, you jump off the back of the car with your net, and you start running up behind Dr. Simeon. Okay, I want you to make a fighting brawl. All
right. Well, here's my con roll.
Okay.
I rolled a 5. Whew! Extreme nice. On the con.
Con!
Oh, my. 84 on the fighting brawl. Dude, every time. I spend 15 freaking luck. I'm so sick of failing my fighting brawl.
So do I need to roll a dodge or just do I just
dude, 80s.
Get distracted by a
I've
squirrel.
I seriously rolled like 16 80s. How is this possible?
You see something shiny on the sidewalk and bend to pick it up and he dives over you.
Oh look. A lucky penny.
Okay, so Dr. Simeon basically just ignores you as the net goes flying and goes wide as he when he sees this happen and he sees you run up and you throw the net at him, he dodges aside and then just starts sprinting up to the front door of the house.
All right. This ends now, Simmy.
Yeah. Okay. So, Dr. Simeon, you run up to the front of the door of the house and you open the door and go inside.
All right, I guess so I...
Bakersfield, what do you
no
do?
No control.
I get in the car and leave.
just
do I recognize the house? Like, have any idea who lives here? Is there a name on a mailbox?
Let's see. Okay. So you can make a credit rating roll to see if you just know who the owner of this house is.
All right. 55 on credit rating.
I mean, it's very clearly the guarded house.
24. Why can't I get 24s on Fighting Brawl? I get a hard success.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's the Goddards.
This is, in fact, the house of the Goddard family.
Called it.
Why is he going there? I pull out my pocket paper boy uniform and put it on and pretend like I'm delivering a paper.
You got a fake eye to put on, too.
Yeah, I put on my fake eye. Frick, man. I'm going to fail no matter what I roll, I feel like, so... And I'm in bad shape. I cannot get into any kind of encounter. I guess I'd...
Get in the car and drive away.
Get in the car and drive away? I guess I'd go up and try and, like, listen and peek in the windows.
Just ram the car into the house.
I ram the car into the house, obviously.
Okay. You can,
I net the house.
You can go up to the house. You can try and... Yeah, you can go to the house. You can try and sneak around or look in
the
window
or
whatever
you
want to do. Yeah, he just went in and opened the door and went inside.
Do we have a layout of the house? Like, is there a wraparound porch or anything?
Can you roll a spot hidden, Major Bakersfield?
Yes. 06. Why am I getting good rolls on these? So that's an extreme success.
As you're looking around, you do see a car driving up the street.
I spot it.
Coming towards you. And you rolled an 06. That's pretty good. You recognize this car as the car of Tallahassee Turner.
Oh boy, here we go. Another failed netting. Can I roll some first aid? Or is that going to take a while?
Yeah, you can roll first aid. But, I mean, it does take a few minutes.
All right, I bandage my hand.
Okay, so you start bandaging up your hand as the car approaches.
All right, 26 out of 70, so hard.
Okay, so, all right, you can regain one hit point. As you successfully first aid your hand. So the car... arrives and pulls up, and you do in fact see Billy McConnell in the driver's seat.
All right, I run over. Billy, what's going on? What are you doing here?
Emotep. Emotep.
So Billy McConnell opens the car door and climbs out, and he's not really looking at you. Or he does see you when he pulls up, and he looks at you and he hears you talking. He gets out, opens the door, climbs out, and Billy McConnell, I want you to roll a fighting brawl.
Oh, motherless. Don't attack me, Billy. Simmy already attacked me.
All right, fighting brawl is...
Fail.
64. And I rolled an 04.
Oh my gosh, dude. Oh my
sorry. Gosh. Sorry, Bakersfield. I didn't say that, but I'm thinking it.
Bakersfield, do you want to fight back or dodge?
My dodge sucks. It's 30.
Yeah.
I'll fight back. You'll get a two.
I'll just fight back, so let me make my con roll. I got a 61. I failed. I'm going to spend one sanity. I'm down to 33.
You're probably going to lose to him anyway.
All right, whatever. I guess I'll try and dodge, since either way, I'm going to have to roll a stellar roll.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen this time, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
With his penalty die, too.
78. What's that's penalty die?
Sucker.
All right, I failed.
Billy, not you, too. Oh.
All right, just punch me and put me back down.
Like a zombie.
He bites my ear. I'm now Evander Holyfield. I jab myself with soy sauce and go super shredder.
Okay, so...
goes Bane.
All right, Bakersfield. So as Billy comes, steps out of the car, and you're trying to talk to him, and you're asking him what's going on, suddenly Billy just lunges at you, and you try to
Billy,
dodge out of the way,
too?
But you're not quite quick enough as it catches you off guard, as you were not expecting your good friend Billy McConnell to attack you. So as he swings past you, he puts you in a chokehold.
Billy, what are
and
you
starts
doing?
Holding you there and choking off your blood supply and your oxygen. So, Bakersfield, you're going to get one more round with a fighting brawl before you black out.
Do I wake up naked in the street?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
All right, here's my freaking con roll. Do I still have to beat his 04?
No.
Or is this a new?
All
right, 06 on my con. Now watch, I get an 80.
Okay.
Now you'll get another. All right,
Billy. Yeah, Billy, I want you to make another fighting brawl. To
84. Oh, my gosh.
Dude. Wow, dude.
How?
Jeez. You roll the same number. Like, within the same, like, five numbers.
All right, dude. I'm going to roll mine. 84.
It goes to Sam then.
Okay, so what do I do with you idiots?
We just continue in the same position.
Yeah, but that means that. All right, fine.
But doesn't the tie go to the defender?
Both you guys roll again. Well, they both failed.
I don't want to roll anymore. Yeah. Done with this game.
Finally
breaking
broke Sam.
Sam's spirit with rolls.
59 out of 69, so I finally got a success, but Abe's got a 04 again, I bet.
I rolled a 40 out of 64. Ugh.
Okay.
So we both got a regular.
Yeah, so you both got a regular success. That means Billy McConnell succeeds. So, Major Bakersfield, you're struggling, you're reaching back, you're trying to pry his arm off of you as your vision goes dark, 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 and then it's gone as you black out completely.
Billy, destroy it! That's an order! Stop!
Okay, so now I want everybody except for Donovan to take his headphones off. Dr. Simeon.
Yes.
So you're waiting for your chance. You don't know if these objects themselves are really anything that's of that much interest, but you know the information attached that goes along with these objects are of great interest. So once you acquire them, you're waiting for your chance. And as soon as you see an opening towards the front of Guns, Ammo, and Chicks, you take the chance that you have and you shove Major Bakersfield into the stand of products right next to you, and you make a break for it. You're running, you run, you jump, you exit the vehicle, or you exit the store, run, you climb in the car, and you take off. Not knowing where you're going, but also knowing exactly where you're going. And Dr. Simeon, as you're driving through the sleeting rain, a memory fades back in. You're sitting in a hospital, in the chair of a hospital waiting room. Your mind fractured and you're in shock after witnessing the horrible death of Raymond Goddard. You're sitting there, staring off into the distance, seeing not really anything. Billy McConnell is next to you. You hear footsteps approaching as somebody steps into your vision. As a familiar face comes down into your vision as the figure squats down and looks you right in the eye. As you see the face of Goodman Gray. And he looks at you and he says, "Hello, Dr. Simeon." And you feel his words with force behind them as they press into your mind. And he says to you, "Now listen to me. If you find anything of interest, you bring it to me immediately. I'll be at Goddard's." And the memory fades, and the sleeting rain on your windshield fades back into your vision as you speed towards the house of Erastus Goddard to report to Goodman Gray.
Hey everybody, it's Abel, or you might know me better as Detective Billy McConnell. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. We wanted to give a big congratulations to the winner of our Freedom from Boredom contest, the one and only who won the motherflippin' Switch! If you want to find out who that is, you have two options. First, check out our dossier interview episode with Mike Mason. He was cool enough to pick a winner for us and announce it in the episode. Or, as an alternative, you can check out our very first newsletter, which you can sign up for at ArkhamRPG.com. What was that you said? I said ArkhamRPG.com. Not only will you find out the winner, but for a limited time, when you sign up, you'll receive a 30% off coupon for anything in the merch store. Anything like the sweet and spicy underpants of Dr. Simi Can't Stand You Bits, or some dope Arkham Files hoodies. We got some awesome posters on there of a couple of the episodes that we've done, a couple of the series. So head on over to Arkham RPG and check that out. Now, a short message from our very own Billy McConnell. Hey there, friends. Billy here. Now, I just wanted to say a few things. I wanted tell you to keep listening to the show, avoid them shady characters, and never ever bring up the fact that we burned Mary, or I'll come over there and kick your fat ass.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.